round streets like that are hard to control traffic and everything. But that's a very handsome.
It is.
It's Frederick. And my father was in the council. No, I believe he's in it after that. But I've heard him talk about that thing, and he said it was. And then he remembers the big basin and the little basin and the yellow fever epidemic, you know. One was down here by the Greystone Hotel, was the little basin, and the big basin was up there where the fountain was before it was put there. And when my father came up, they had that terrible yellow fever panic thing. They closed the depot, I mean the gates, and people couldn't come into Montgomery. The trains, they couldn't get off the trains, they'd make them go on. And people were just begging to come in. They were coming from New Orleans and Mobile where they were dying like rats. And Papa was a big boy, you know, and they buried people at night in order to not panic the population if they could help it. Mm-hmm. And he said he's had to bump coffins down steps, you know, to bury them at night. And they burned these big flambeaux, these big...
What? Can you explain what a flambeau is?
Yes, it's, you see them, they're like torches sort of things. They're out of fat pine and they're held on a big stick and tied up. You see them, they used them on plantations and everything. And they'd, Pop said they'd burn those things, put them on posts and burn some kind of chemical in it to see if that smoke wouldn't kill the germs. They didn't know what to do, and people just died like rats.
Did they have any kind of medicine to give the people?
Well, they tried, but they didn't know anything about yellow fever till afterwards. You know, Gorgas was the one that found that it came from what was the fly?
A mosquito.
Something.
Mosquito, I think.
Mosquito, that's what it was, mosquito. And they didn't know what was causing it, and you see, they didn't know how to fight it. And, he said so many of them died. And he said he was terrified. They'd get him out of bed at night and make him go down and help those people. But he said they couldn't lift him up, they just bump him down the steps. That was an awful thing. But, you don't remember Mr. Bob Taylor, do you? The one they call Blind Bob.
I don't believe so.
He went to all the schools when we were. Mama never would let. He read it from my grandmother. He was an Englishman, blind, and his wife was a beautiful woman. He went back to England and married his first cousin, which was too close kin, you know. Well, they came back here, and she was the lonely girl, and my grandmother was kind to her, and she, when my grandmother was dying, she had cancer, and she lingered a long time, over a year and a half. And this woman was crippled, but she came every day, she had a horse and buggy, to see my grandmother. She never forgot her. She taught her the customs of this country and how to cook and to buy things, you know. And they never forgot it, but he was a blind man, but he had his pride, and he never begged, and he played the accordion on the trains, and to take up collection. And then he sold things on the trains, and his wife and daughter made all this candy, and he used to go to all the schools and sell candy. And we got a piece of candy this big and that wide, wrapped in oil paper, for 5 cents. And he had a bugle that he blew and a tremendous straps on his shoulders, a harness thing, and had this box in front of it. And they have named the children's library is the Bob Taylor Library here in Montgomery. And so it's a nice tribute to him. And his people live here now. He has two daughters live out here on Gultea. And